Tomorrow, partly cloudy to cloudy skies. 60 goes to a high of 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, lows turn cooler behind the front. Breezy with lows of 50s. Friday, sunny, gusty at times. Coolers, low 70s. Much cooler over the weekend, gusty. The morning lows 40s, sunny daily. Afternoon high Saturday, Sunday go to 60 to low 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All alone. Can't get through. Where are you? Where are you? This is Eric Schein. Your program, Maritime Matters, WGSO AM 990 in New Orleans. And I've been reading more recently a book called The Shadows of Power. Powers in big black letters. The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff. And there's a lot of other good books out there. And I've mentioned before, guys like Alex Newman is deep into and has been covering the Council on Foreign Relations. And like he had interviewed me recently, and his comment was, they're dangerous. I think they're much more than dangerous. And they've been very adept at infiltrating the United States government and using our government as a puppet government to go around the world and take out all other republics and convert them into something that is not of, by, or for the people, and something that is not, it's basically a perverted republic that's been turned into or is run by a bunch of kingmakers. And literally kingmakers who believe in kings and queens and guillotines. I want to throw out, I had a buddy, Val Lapin, on the program yesterday from Britannia, and heavy metal band. They're good. I mean, I like all kinds of music. Like sisters, when I was a kid, they liked Earth, Wind, and Fire and Chicago and George Benson and all kinds of stuff like that, and I wouldn't say that's necessarily my favorite, but you have to respect good musicians, and we know New Orleans knows how to respect good musicians, because New Orleans is a big music venue. Forget Mardi Gras, but the French Quarter, and you know, it's had a very long history with music, and I'd say in many regards it rivals Nashville or Austin, Texas, because Austin is kind of like Texas's version of Hollyweird. I want to throw out the number, call-in number, 504-556-9696. And get some callers. But I want to read real quick from the book that I just mentioned, The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline. Because what they want to do is, A, get a constitutional convention going and then flip and rewrite the Constitution. They even formed a committee on the constitutional system. And this is coming from the Council on Foreign Relations. And let me read, we have a caller. Let me throw out the number again too, 504-556-9696. But let me read this first before we go to the caller. As of January, this is 1987, so it's a little dated, but it goes into exactly what they're doing. And, you know, they usually don't change their course. They get an idea, they put it out in foreign affairs, they tell you, talk about it, and then basically do it. You know, even the Constitution, it was formed. They actually formed and rewrote a new Constitution. As of January 1987, the CCS had 48 board directors. Think about that. They already had 48 board directors by 1987. More than a third of them members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Co-chairing the CCS is Douglas Dillon, who, with David Rockefeller, also co-chaired the aforementioned campaign for the council that raised $15 million so that the CFR could contemplate, quote, a new national role, end quote. The CCS is proposing drastic changes in the Constitution. Listen to this, because this is coming, and you'll see it. Some of the stuff you already see, like I've seen it in unions, where they go by a slate rather than an individual candidate. So they're already putting in practice and getting people used to through one example is the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, MEBA, which is, there's an office and a district headquarter in New Orleans. The CCS is proposing drastic changes in the Constitution. These were outlined in the 1985 book, Reforming American Government, the bicentennial papers of the Committee on the Constitutional System. Ensuing are some of them. One proposal would have us emulate the European parliamentary system. American voters would be unable to cast ballots for individual candidates, restricted instead to choosing a party slate across the board. This would eliminate independent candidates, which would suit the establishment very well. And keep in mind, the establishment is England. It's the European royals. It's not even just England moneyed, you know, gentry or individuals who wish to further a democratic republic and keep it to where, you know, we have involvement. They want to separate us from our government. That's in Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. And of course, he's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations as well. The Congress would be expanded. The party whose nominee became president would designate 1/6 of all new representatives. You would say, he doesn't say new, but I'll throw that in just to be clear. 1/6 of all new representatives in the House and 1/3 of all new senators. This would diminish the elective power of the voters and the balance between the executive and legislative spheres. There's a really good one coming, and it'll blow your mind. The requirement for Senate ratification of treaties would be lowered. So basically, the president could go around and do like Yalta, get us into the United Nations and subjugate us to the United Nations to where we are no longer a sovereign nation state. The CCS has also advocated extending representatives' terms from 2 years to 4 years and senators from 6 to 8. And get this, and allowing congressmen to serve in the executive branch while still holding their seats in Congress. So you could be part of the Article I legislature and also be part of the Article II executive. Not surprisingly, these proposals have perceptible ancestry in a foreign affairs article. It was written in 1980 by Lloyd N. Cutler, CFR, counsel to President Carter, who was a member on the Council on Foreign Relations and a founding member of the Trilateral Commission, after the Senate refused to ratify the dubious SALT II treaty. He finishes his article by noting that while a constitutional convention could achieve the changes he contemplated, a more practical first step would be the appointment of a bipartisan presidential commission. Cutler went on to become co-chairman of the CCS. And there's more, but I want to, real quick, before we go to break, bring in caller. We've got Joseph. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it sounds like a great, great show you got. Hopefully WGSO will keep the show and not let it drift away.
Well, I need sponsors, and I need people to become, seriously, I've been brutalized by the Department of Homeland Security, where they, I you know, in my mind, they tortured me. And I'm not exaggerating. They charged me with being depressed and prosecuted me in a military tribunal for it. The whole thing went on for 14 years. And this was under Bush and Obama administrations. We're going to break. Joseph, hold on. And we'll come back to you after the break. WGSO AM 990, your host, Eric Schein, Maritime Matters.
World-renowned Brennan's Restaurant is steeped in wine. And for the first time in 70 years, its award-winning wine program is led by an all-woman team. I'm Braith Tidwell, the wine director at Brennan's, and my gifted team of certified sommeliers stand ready to pair the perfect bottle from our vast cellar of 1,400 selections and 15,000 bottles with your fabulous meal. Brennan's fabled two-story cellar has it all, including a deep collection of French Burgundies, limited-run California vintages, and over 100 selections of champagne and sparkling wines.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
All right, cool. The coming back music. I like it. All right, well, we were talking to Joseph, and let me go ahead and mention a couple things real quick. Is the Coast Guard, which I'm not in, have never been in, brought charges against me in a military tribunal. It was clearly a military tribunal, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out, but they did it to me as a civilian, which we're not supposed to do. It's such a violation. And this goes back to 2000, 2001, 2003. I had sued two shipping companies and a federal officers' labor union that's basically run by the mob. Think of On the Waterfront, to where one of them, this guy Archie Morgan, and this is how I got into and woke up on the Council on Foreign Relations and the Morgans and Rothschilds and everything else. Archie Morgan IV wrote a letter to the Coast Guard requesting them to investigate me through the hearing process. So he's a defendant in federal district court, his company is, or it's not really his, but this shipping company, which he was the afloat personnel manager for, and he requested the Coast Guard investigate me. So they brought charges against me in what turned out to be a military tribunal where they used a Coast Guard JAG officer, and we're not supposed to have Coast Guard JAG officers because the Coast Guard is not supposed to be a branch of military. It's supposed to be a federal maritime police and regulatory force. Instead, Admiral Allen, who's now at NASA, who I brought up on the show before, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's the one who shut down the Gulf, but he's the one who voluntarily took on military law for the Coast Guard. That's supposed to be a civil service, not a branch of military. They are now and have been operating under military law, Title 10, the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, in Homeland Security. So they've used the Coast Guard. That came from the Department of Transportation, where Pete Buttigieg is, who's a Rhodes Scholar, means that he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But let me go back to caller Joseph. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
Did you catch any of that?
You have your act together, obviously.
Well, and I need help because I've stepped into this den of vipers, and they are vipers. They intend to, like President Trump said, you know, he's the only thing standing between them and us. They want us. They want to kill us all. That's the easiest and best way for them to not only steal everything we've got, but to take back the country, because these people are British in nature, whether they realize, if you're on the Council on Foreign Relations, you're a foreign agent, whether you realize it or not. And I'm sorry, you should be arrested, detained, and put in prison and prosecuted, because these are foreign agents who are not registered.
Well, you know, here's something I wanted to touch on with you in relation to what you just said. I believe you said something like the British, there's a British cabal to basically bring the United States of America back under the control of the crown.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep. That's the Council on Foreign Relations. Hillary is a member. Bill. Go ahead. I was saying Hillary is a member. Bill Clinton is a member. Jeffrey Epstein is a member. Stacey Abrams is a member. Dick Cheney is a member. Donald Rumsfeld is a member. John Kerry is a member. John Bolton is a member. I could keep going.
Well,
George Bush, George H.W. Bush.
You said
go ahead.
Jeffrey Epstein? You used the name Jeffrey Epstein?
Yep. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I believe he tried to hang himself with toilet paper in a cell.
Yeah, which I think I'm sorry, but I think he's still alive somewhere, and they pulled him out because that's what they protect their own. They have something called Royal Teflon. Bill Clinton was a great example of that. That he could be, and Hillary, same thing when she was Secretary of State. They could basically do anything, like Benghazi, and get away with it, because they have the backing of the crown. The guy, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, the two FBI agents, they got their jobs back.
The lovebirds. FBI lovebirds.
They got their job back.
Oh, really? I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. No, these people, they do not let go. That's why they need to be removed. And, I mean, this needs local action. Like, in a state, Louisiana or wherever, where – local authorities, the sheriff, which is the highest authority in the county, should be keeping an eye out for these people. And like Dick Cheney was a member.
Who heads that old Pratt Hotel in New York as their headquarters?
Well, it's Pratt House, the Pratt House, which is tied to the Rockefellers. That's where in Glen Cove, which is around the corner from the academy that I went to. We had at the academy, and I didn't know this until I started reading some stuff. The academy, Kings Point, has what's called Delano Hall. Think of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
The branch of that family, they were in the drug trade in China before it all became illegal. And that's how a lot of money was made for...
Well, you know, and I brought up about
Roosevelt family.
Well, and I brought up about the Opium Wars, which is, you know, predates that. to where England, the United Kingdom, seized Hong Kong, the island of Hong Kong, as reparations because the Chinese wanted to outlaw opium in their own country, which, gee, I don't know, makes sense. Just like, you know, we've done here in the United States with a lot of things. But guys like John McCain were in Colombia working with the cartel. People don't know that. Oliver North and Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was knighted by the crown. His vice president was knighted by the crown. Our founders would not have stood for that. They would not have liked at all. And I mean, they would have tarred, feathered, and, you know, put him in a small boat and set him to sea and set him on fire. That's how much they hated the royals. And they did not want them in our country, let alone these Masonic. This is a Masonic order. Cecil Rhodes was a Mason. He started this as a secret society. And in his will, he said all the money that he put towards it, like De Beer diamond mines and copper mines and gold mines and more, he wanted to fund the reclamation or reclaiming of the United States as the lost colony to the British Empire. And I'd say the British German Empire.
The secret society is the, what do you say is the secret society?
The Council on Foreign Relations.
Council of Foreign Relations. Here's something that's interesting, I thought. Yesterday, a movie actor by the name of Dean Stockwell passed away. I think he was 85 years old.
When good actor. I mean, I liked him. He was in a lot of stuff. Quantum Leap, and he was in Velvet. What is it? Blue Velvet?
National Velvet or whatever? I don't know.
No, Blue Velvet, where it was kind of a weird and trying to think of the other actor that was in it, Paul something. But no, he's a very acclaimed, had a lot of work. I mean, the guy was a working actor.
Well, here's what's interesting about background of Dean Stockwell. I found, as a kid actor, he was in a movie called Kim, and that was a novel written by Rudyard Kipling, and it was about the British involvement in India. And in the movie version of it, I believe Errol Flynn was also in the movie. I believe he played a character called Mabubali. Mabubali, meaning red beard. But anyway, the thing is, what I found interesting is that there were certain movies that expose the fact that the elite of the Freemasons in England, Great Britain, were in fact really just more or less a de facto branch of the British intelligence.
Yeah.
But you see it in that movie called
Alan Dulles. Wait, real quick. Alan Dulles, who was the head of this, he was the head of the CIA, but he was also at the very same time, conflict of interest, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. And that's why Kennedy fired him. JFK fired Alan Dulles because he was the head of a secret society. He even spoke about secret societies. Hold on, Joseph. We'll continue this on after this break. Hold on.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesandschools.org.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Entergy Louisiana is looking to increase its green power generating portfolio. Jonathan Berg, Director of Resource Planning for the utility, says Entergy will seek to purchase several hundred megawatts of solar power by around 2024. Four new solar facilities are planned for Allen, St. James, and Washington parishes. Berg says this hinges on approval, of course, from the State Public Service Commission.
Once that approval is achieved, construction will begin with the projects anticipated to be in service in 2024.
Entergy says it currently has about 240 megawatts of clean solar power going to its grid since October 2020. Speaking of 2020, State Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlin says insured losses from hurricane season over a year ago total about $10.6 billion. You'll remember our state took hits from Laura, then Delta, and Zeta, which Donlin says was one for the record books.
A horrific season, second only to 2005 with Katrina and Rita hitting the New Orleans and Lake Charles areas and costing $27 billion.
This is news on LRN.
Bananas are radioactive! A cockroach can live up to 9 days without its head. Your cell phone has more bacteria than a toilet. Some things you just don't want to know. Other things you really should. Like that Vantage Health Plan is an option for anyone who lives or works in Louisiana. Call today and find out how Vantage can keep you covered with cost-effective, comprehensive health care. Call 888-823-1910 and talk to a fellow Louisianan about what Vantage can do for you.
Louisiana Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin.
Saturday is Election Day. This is a statewide election, and everyone in Louisiana has something on their ballot. If you live in an area affected by Hurricane Ida, visit geauxvote.com or call 800-883-2805 for information on absentee ballots, polling place changes, and election dates and deadlines. I'm Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin, reminding you to go vote.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closings, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Funky Uncle Dot Live. Funky Uncle Dot Live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on November 3rd, it's Kevin Gullidge and the Blues Groovers, and on November 10th, Indian Water featuring Big Chief Gerald Page. For more information on how you can support live from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live and follow us on social media.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch-Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
I want to. We're with caller Joseph here. And let me throw out too, I'm not sure if I'll go to other callers, because Joseph sounds like a really good caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
No, hold on, Joseph. Thanks, Patty. Let me read this really quick before I go back to the caller. This is coming from The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline by James Perloff. This is a section called Wall Street's Biggest Merger. If the changes envisioned by constitutional reformers come to pass, what will be our nation's destiny? A U.S. financial cave-in would probably draw the whole planet into its vortex, as did the Great Depression. In the long run, a new world order under one government would be offered as a global panacea. Think of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. It's a constitutional monarchy. This would incorporate free world countries with communist states. From Romania to Vietnam, CFR men acting as U.S. diplomats have tried to force coalition governments on nations struggling against communism. Such coalitions have inevitably resulted in communism because the communists have always violated and exploited the agreements made and usurped all power. Indeed, as Louis Boudens, a high-ranking American communist and editor of the Daily Worker, was to acknowledge after renouncing the party. Quote, the coalition government was a device used by the communists always to slaughter those whom they brought into the coalition. What the globalists are ultimately seeking is a macrocosmic coalition government. For decades, the Council on Foreign Relations has advocated regional alliances against the Soviet Union, but with a footnote that in the end, the USSR should be brought into, quote, the community of nations. This would be preceded by a fusion of Eastern and Western Europe, a favorite of foreign affairs theme. Let me go back to Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm here. I think there was a little paperback book I bought years before I had my stroke back in November of last year.
God bless. Stroke, thanks for staying alive. I said thanks for staying alive.
I don't know what for.
Hey.
Anyway, the thing is, there was a paperback book I bought a few years ago that really, I think, mirrors. I didn't read it, unfortunately. I don't even know where it is. But the name of it was called Babylon.
Yeah.
And I think maybe you need to grab it, pick it up somewhere, use a book, whatever. And it touches on the strange stuff that we're talking about. I think some.
Well, that's where it comes from. That's how ancient a lot of these practices are.
Yeah, I know. My father was 32nd degree Freemason.
Oh.
And so I know a little bit about that. He would never bring me into the craft because he knew I had a big mouth. He knew I couldn't keep secrets. I don't like secrets, you know?
No, and that's Kennedy didn't like him either and said that secret societies are antithem to a open republic.
Right.
And I'm paraphrasing. So,
there was a 1993 FBI report, kind of a special report or maybe a secret report. I remember hearing Jim Olsen talk about it with Jim Reeves when they had this show on the radio called The Truth Underground. It came up, this 1993 FBI report. So I like a special report, secret report.
Are you in New Orleans, or I'm not asking, trying to pry, but just curious, like what area or region?
Oh, I'm here in Metairie, Louisiana. Where are you?
I'm in California. But
California?
Actually work. Yeah, but I worked in New Orleans and Mobile and had a home in Mobile and et cetera, and shipped out of New Orleans and been there and worked for GE there and more. But real quick, the reason I ask is guys like Hale Boggs Senior was on the Warren Commission. He now has his son, heir apparent, as a federal district court judge sitting in a building, a federal courthouse, and it's probably a federal fusion center as well, named after his father, Hale Boggs. And it's like, wait, we don't do that. That's not our system. That's not how we do things. We name it after, like, we have ships like the Missouri, you know, not the Ronald Reagan or the George H.W. Bush.
The death of Hal Box is linked to his excessive drinking, because
The plane went down 72,
right in Alaska. He heard too much about how Kennedy was really killed, and
He was on the Warren Commission, and he was placed on there by Alan Dulles, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. The other guy on the commission was Ford, and that's not his real name. His real name is Leslie Lynch King, and he became president under an AKA.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this 1993 special FBI report it once talked about on the Truth Underground, it took me a while to wrap my mind around it. But supposedly, what I heard was that there was some sort of international satanic secret society trying to infiltrate every agency in the United States government at every different level. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know about it, and I've been telling people about it because that's what I've come up against in my own quote-unquote affairs or what I've been battling, where the Department of Homeland Security was created right around me. The admirals within the Coast Guard, which is supposed to be a civil service, not a branch of military, were instrumental in creating Admiral Thad Allen. He's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and a couple of his buddies who were shipmates worked with the Pentagon to create this new Department of Homeland Defense. And that's what they were actually going to call it, not the Department of Homeland Security. So they've taken our Department of Defense and turned it back into a Department of War and created a new Department of Defense that actually has federal fusion centers, which are modeled after and are identical to Stasi centers from East Germany.
Well, the thing is, this so-called secret society of Satanists, I don't know how much.
No, keep going. They're that and more. They're evil.
Well, the thing is, where did this IDing them as satanic come from? Well, because I have a father, I had a father who was 32nd degree Freemason. Have you ever seen the image of Baphomet?
Yep.
Well, Baphomet, its root image is from Pan, but Pan is. And if you go back to what's where Christianity gets its origin, its image of the devil from, it's Pan. That's a half goat, half man creature that was popular amongst the Greeks and the ancient Romans. And
well, you know about Baphomet, Bohemian Grove, right?
What's that, Bohemian Grove and all that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's in this 1993 report. They just didn't sort out. Obviously, someone didn't know the implications of that, the imagery of Baphomet. But Baphomet just tells me, because I used to see that literature my father would get from his Freemason lodge. And it had that creature on it, that strange-looking half-man, half-goat, cloven foot, at that cloven foot, breast of a woman. Horns on the head, and I didn't know what that all meant when I was a kid. All I was doing was going to his dresser drawer and raiding his top dresser drawer for some dimes and nickels and quarters and half dollars.
And lo and behold,
stealing some money. But maybe stealing money and stealing knowledge is maybe it's the same thing. It's related to one another. But the thing is, that's where this the people who wrote up or people who got this information in 1993 about the government being penetrated by Satanists, they got it a little wrong.
Well, it's not just penetrated; they're running it now.
Yeah, the Freemasons work for the central bankers. I can't. The old timers here that are listening right now, they don't understand that just because Grandpa was a 32nd degree Freemason doesn't mean that Freemasons are, it's, you know, that it's related to Santa Claus at the North Pole. It's not.
Hey, Joseph, we're going to break, but we still got like 45 seconds. Keep going. When you get cut off, we'll come back to you after the break. Keep going.
Okay. Well, the guy that created the image of Baphomet was Alphaeus Levy. And he was an old Freemason. He was the one that drew up this image, the strange-looking creature called Baphomet. And that's what the FBI people saw when they thought of this strange creature when they saw it. About, you know, but the thing is, the Freemason elite just...
We're going to break. We're going out. Hold on, and we'll come back to you after the break.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
WGSO, from the Fuca Range
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 AM.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to one in five veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Wait lists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Brian Diaz with the NOAA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOAADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
All right. This is WGSO AM 990, your program Maritime Matters, because it does. Maritime matters. And it surrounds everything else. And we have Patty. Patty, thanks. We have no United States Merchant Marine anymore. The American flag on a vessel makes it sovereign soil, U.S. sovereign soil, going out and around the world. The American flag has been taken off of American ships. We now have flags of convenience in China and other places to where we are no longer protecting our international rights of way, because they are and have been being taken down by the British. The British are deep in side of China. They have been for a very long time, like we talked about and brought up about the Opium Wars and more and the seizure of Hong Kong, etc. They are deep within the United States. It is easier for them to infiltrate the United States because they look the same. I mean, people should realize just how many people look around, listen, like on TV and more, people with British accents, guys like, I don't know, Booth, John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln. He's an actor, and he was British. He was up in Canada working with British agents in Canada before he killed Lincoln. I want to go back real quick to the caller, Joseph, but I want to mention Baphomet is a deity allegedly worshipped by the Knights Templar that subsequently became incorporated into various occult and mystical traditions. The name Baphomet appeared in trial transcripts from the Inquisition of the Knights Templar starting in 1307. When you called, I wanted to mention Jacques de Molay, and he was the leader of the Knights Templar that was in 1307-ish, prosecuted and then killed. And this was done in front of Notre Dame. And then you look at the recent fires at Notre Dame, we have a worldwide system of Templars, of members of a secret society, which is, you know, not envisioned, but put forth in the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a British construct. It is a secret society. I don't care if there's good people in it or not. They all need to be disbanded and every one of them arrested because the good ones are giving cover to the bad ones, whether they realize it or not. And I think they do realize it. If not, they should understand that they joined a society. What do you think a secret society is secret for? And it's a Masonic order, and it's British. And it's not just it's not for, oh, let's advance republics and science and more. No, they advance royalty. They advance kingdoms. They advance kings and queens of this earth. Joseph, you still there?
Oh, yeah. You said something that I didn't realize you were that deep into this. But John Wilkes Booth, you're right. I'm a big Civil War history buff. Everybody knows that. And anyway, the thing is, John Wilkes Booth, his whole plot against Lincoln was actually directed by the British.
Yeah, British Intel.
British intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, British Intel was really behind it.
But it was the same thing with Kennedy, with John, Alan Dulles and John Dulles and their grandfather or great-grandfather and their uncle. They infiltrated and they used our own government to take out our own president.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. My family,
Alan Dulles took over and ran the Warren Commission. He's the one who appointed guys like Gerald Ford, who became president, and guys like Hale Boggs. Hale Boggs knew what was going on. Why do you think the federal courthouse is named after him?
Here's something I wish you'd have as this guy as a guest on your show. His name is Mark Shaw. Mark Shaw. He wrote a book, and it links the deaths of Marilyn Monroe,
right,
John F. Kennedy, and Dorothy Kilgallen.
And Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, and... That was a secret society.
Well, I'm not as up on all this as you think I am. But I try to be.
You're bringing good information, so.
Well, I can. I'm crazy enough to put the dots together.
Yeah, it's not hard, right?
It's not. No, it's too in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, the thing is this, is that. What happened with Lincoln was that he wanted to pay off the Civil War debt with money that was printed, backed up by the United States government.
Right.
You know, the Rothschild Bank, which is still a big player in the world.
They're the biggest.
Yeah, they're the biggest. You have the Rothschild Bank, the Morgan Bank, and the Rockefeller Bank.
And they're all tied together.
They're all tied together. And what the thing
well, as it turns out, Alexander Hamilton supposedly turns out he was not a bastard child. He was not an orphan. He's actually related to the Morgans and Cecil Rhodes.
I did not know that.
Well, he's the one who gave us our first central bank. And he did it just like Biden's doing with this OSHA rule. He did it by executive caveat, by rulemaking, which it's not the law enforcement's, the executive branch of government's job to make the law. Whether it's rulemaking or lawmaking, it's not their job. They don't have that constitutional mandate. Congress does.
Right. What I do like about Alexander Hamilton during the American Revolution.
I don't like him.
Well, wait a minute.
No, go ahead. But I'm saying I don't like him.
Sometimes I even like the bad guys because they entertain me. But what he did was during the Revolutionary War, he was in the Continental Army under George Washington. He led a night attack on a British redoubt, a fortified British position at Yorktown.
Yeah.
A bayonet charge, a bayonet attack.
Well, and he did it against the Hessians.
Dangerous.
No, and he went against the Hessians, who were the best trained military might in the world at the time.
It was at Yorktown?
Yeah.
I thought it was British. But the thing
but the Hessians were hired by the British.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was extremely.
They were mercenaries.
Right. He was extremely gutsy, Alexander Hamilton. So he helped to win our independence, American independence, from England. So I got to, nod my hat, tip my hat to Alexander Hamilton there.
But he was second in command to Washington and kept close to Washington because they know that it's easier and better for them as the second in command to do all sorts of stuff and get away with it that they couldn't if they were in charge.
Right.
Like give us a central bank. And I'm not a big fan of central banks. A good friend of the show, Matthew Arrett from CanadianPatriot.org, he likes Hamilton. He hates Jefferson. He hates Madison. He likes central banks, which I don't like central planning in any shape or form. I see theoretically how it could and should be a good thing, but it never has been. Jefferson both hated central banks.
Well, the only person that left, the only president that left this country debt-free when he left office was President Andrew Jackson.
Yep.
He was the only president that left his debt-free.
Well, and my friend and friend of the show, Matthew Arrett, doesn't like Jackson either. So to me, that kind of says a lot, but, he's got a lot of good information. He's brilliant. He's, like I said, he even did a recent video on the secret societies and stuff. And is it Alfred Milner? And Pratt House and Chatham House and et cetera, et cetera. Joseph, thanks for calling in. Last words real quick.
Oh, I hope your show stays there and doesn't go bye-bye.
Well, I need help. I really need help. I need some big, fat sponsors out of the blue or I'm gone.
Over the last.
Well.
Take care. Call it again.
WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speaking easy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate.